heroes rise up to fan the flame. But in the midst of all my sorrow, I hear a distant sweet tomorrow call my name. When I hear, when I learn, when I face all that I've been running from, when I see, when I know that my time has come, when I can feel the sun again, now the morning light's my friend. When the ash is aflame,
beautiful sounds of Sandy Patty called When I Heal. It's 3 minutes past two on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Liberty, Kentucky. And you've got Frank and...
Terry,
yeah. Let's do the official kickoff of the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry. We're going to be here until 4 o'clock
and
with
I'm
some
ready.
Great gospel sounds. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. been listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Receiver, all you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
The official opening to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry. 6 minutes past two. Good afternoon, everybody. And Terry happens to, and I do too, but Terry is an old soul.
In
an old body.
No, let's reverse that.
Well, hey, it is what it is. But she loves, and we both love Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just got that phenomenal baritone bass voice.
Yeah.
And we're going to kick it off today with a really, really old gospel song.
And
called
A Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. A friend so faithful, who shared. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to in his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Terry, when I listened to that this morning, it just had a real soothing, calming effect on me. And I want everybody out there, if you've got anything that's bothering you today or any troubles or something you can get resolved, number one, place those troubles before the throne of God. Number two, put everything out of your mind for the next 2 hours and just let the music minister to you. And just have a great time in the Lord on this Sunday afternoon. Feel so privileged to be able to bring a show via stream to everybody. And thanks to my good friend Rick Wesley. Rick had set us up with a barracks box out here when we got ready to stream from our station to his station down in Liberty. And since we couldn't make that work anymore, I talked to Rick the other day, and he's been so supportive of us getting on the air, and just so helpful in every way. I just love him to death, he and Shelley. But I said, Rick, could I buy that barracks box off of you, because I found out I can connect possibly to my stream provider with that barracks box. And he said, yeah, he said, I could do that. And he gave me a great price on it. And you're going to have to write him out a check this week, because we got it working yesterday, or day before yesterday, Friday evening, for a test run. Oh, I appreciate him so much. So thank you, Rick, if you're listening. God bless you, and we just love you to pieces. Anyways,
you know, we had such a blessing this morning.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah.
Not only did we get a surprise visit from the Larry Mundy family.
Yeah.
Of course, that was Larry, Ashley, Faith, and Maddie.
Uh-huh.
But we also had a blessing when they sang us a song, and you can see that little video.
You put them up on our webpage.
Yes, it's on our website and also on my Facebook page.
And
what a blessing.
The world will see it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We appreciate it. They're listening right now. We want to thank you so much.
Yeah,
we had a great time. And thank you.
And then
you.
Making sure we had wood for this upcoming Arctic cold front coming in here, you know.
And what a surprise.
So, yeah.
We appreciate it.
God bless you, Larry and Bonita Monday, and also Faith. And Madison and Ashley, they were sitting on a tailgate, like to the left, far left was Faith, and then came Madison, and then Ashley.
Yeah.
And put them on the spot. I said, well, you know, girls, could you just sit there on a tailgate and sing one for me?
Okay. They did great.
They did wonderful.
They did great.
I got a real blessing out of it this morning. It just, and I was down working on my, on our, it's not my show, but on our Gospel Music Buffet show for this afternoon. And suddenly I heard the dogs barking out there. And, of course, I don't run too fast up the stairs on my crutches. But I got up.
You kind of hobbled up the stairs.
I was faster than a speeding tortoise, you know. So anyway, I got up there, and it was Larry, and had this great, great load of wood for us. And I'm just so appreciative of him. God bless you, Larry. Hey, we got a local group that we love to play. And if you're going to listen to this gospel show, you're going to get a blessing out of them. They're the Southern Harmony Quartet, And they're out of Russell Springs
and Somerset.
Somerset,
right.
Yeah. And we're going to feature them right now, and it's called...
I'm Getting Ready to Leave This World.
Laying up my treasures in that home above, trusting, fully trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can for heaven's holy dove. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
I'm getting ready to leave this world.
Sorrow.
I'm getting ready for the gates of hell. Keeping
my records right,
watching
both day and night.
I'm getting ready.
Getting ready to leave this world. You know, we don't have much time here, do we?
No, we don't.
It's a very quick trip.
It's
a quick trip. It seems like I'm getting towards the end of mine. And, of course, we don't know that. We don't know when the end's going to be.
Yeah,
and,
but we look forward for the after. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It gives us a lot to look forward to. I'm not endorsing Marco Rubio by any means, but I saw just a phenomenal testimony from him. My daughter had posted it on Facebook. And there was an atheist in the town meeting and addressed Marco Rubio, like, what are you going to do with the atheist? I'm not going to get into what he said, but what he said just went all the way through me. It was a phenomenal testimony on his part. And basically what it got down to was the first thing I want to be a good Christian. The second thing I want to be a good father. Being the president of the United States takes third on my list. So he's got his priorities in the right place. He's got a beautiful family. And by the way, please, this is not an endorsement, okay? But it's definitely an endorsement of a good Christian testimony and a good man. And I read that this morning, and it just blessed me. So God bless Marco Rubio. Keep him safe. Keep all the other candidates safe that are trying to do the best for this country. And we got a great song by the Cathedrals.
Yes, He Didn't Throw the Clay Away.
Empty and broken, I came back to Him. A vessel unworthy, so scarred by sin. But He did not despair. He started over again, and I bless the day He didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, He molds me and makes me
water, and I am the clay, molded in his image. He wants me to stay. When I stumble and fall, and my vessel breaks, he just picks up the pieces. He doesn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me
throw the clay away.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
Gosh, gets me all choked up.
2:22, good afternoon, everybody. And we are presenting the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet. By the way, for posterity, we are recording this on Real Player because this is the very first gospel show done on frankandterryradio.com. Mm-hmm. We used another website last week, but now we've got our own website up and running. And just so excited about that.
Yeah, where we are. We're blessed.
Yes, we are. Beyond measure. Here's Gold City.
And why but God?
No, who but God?
What? Oh, who?
Who?
Did I put why on there?
You did.
Sorry about that. Who but God?
I thought I did a typo.
I did one.
It doesn't matter. Who but God?
Who but God?
Great song.
Walk from cloud to cloud, his fingerprints are on the sun. Those big stars that hang on nothing, just all miracles he's done.
His breath becomes the wind, the trees, the palm of his majesty.
Tell me who but God can do such things as he?
Oh, tell me who but God can do such things as he?
Who but God? Who but God?
Tell me who but God can do such things as he? Can calm the stormy waters when he speaks the demons flee.
Tell me who but God can do such things as these.
Oh, he can change a life so wretched when the world says there's no hope.
Cause the trucker to quit drinking, set an addict free from dope.
He can make something from nothing, cause he did just that for me.
Tell me who but God can do such things as these.
Oh, tell me who but God can do such things as he.
Who but God? Who but God?
Tell me who but God can do such things as he.
Who but God?
He can calm
2:25, and good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry, right here at FrankandTerryRadio.com.
What are you laughing about?
I just got tickled to you.
Okay. Well, I've got to give some shout-outs, though.
Oh, you have
my
blessing.
You can just laugh all you want.
You have
That's
my blessing.
Fine. But anyway, I had to clear my voice. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had this mic up. But anyway, got to say hi to Patricia Little Howe over in Pikeville, Kentucky.
Pikeville, Kentucky.
And our little cruising cutie, Jan Wilson in Russell Springs. She's loving this music, by the way. We appreciate her so much. And Betsy Piwano and David are listening over in Eads, Tennessee.
Awesome.
We want to give lots of love and light over there to
now,
Betsy.
Now, tell people where that is located.
It's up above Memphis.
Oh, Memphis, okay.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
And Betsy has been having some problems with her back, and we want to, you know, keep her in
keep
our prayers.
Keep her in prayer,
and,
that's right.
She's a precious friend and love her so much. And we have Mark Isham with us.
Is Mark with us?
Is he in Somerset?
Yes.
Somerset, Kentucky?
I love Mark Isham.
Hi, Mark. Yeah. So glad to have you.
He's awesome.
And I want to thank Sue Estes, who is also listening.
Is she really?
Yes, she shared our broadcast on her Facebook page, and we appreciate her so much. She and Don, they are just wonderful people.
Yes,
and
they are.
We love them to death.
God bless them both.
And the Oz, Russell Osmanski Dallas, Texas.
Down around Texas.
He sure is. We appreciate him. And our beautiful author, Barbara Appleby, over in Jamestown, Kentucky.
That is wonderful.
We are tickled. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Here's the Primitive Quartet, and I believe it all.
I believe somewhere beyond the stars and the great unknown, there is a holy God, and he sits upon his throne. And I believe he sees my tears, and he knows the pain that I feel. He cares for me. Oh, praise his name. I know my God is real. I believe that Christ, God's Son and my Lord, in a stable was virgin born, was crucified and rose again that third and glorious morn. And I believe he's coming back some wonderful glory day. And on that hallelujah morning, God's children will fly away. I believe somewhere there is a place without a care. But I know I'm going there. And I believe that just one drop that flowed from Calvary's flood could save this lost and dying world if they would claim the blood. I believe that Christ, God's Son and my Lord, in a stable was virgin born, was crucified and rose again that third and glorious morn. And I believe he's coming back some wonderful, glorious day. And on that hallelujah morning, God's children will fly away. And I believe he's coming back some wonderful, glorious day. And on that hallelujah morn, God's children will fly away.
Great sounds of the Primitive Quartet, 2:29. And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry on FrankandTerryRadio.com. Next guy I got coming up here.
I love him.
And I did too, and loved his vocals and his music. And he sang, well, the whole group sang with Such Conviction. Yeah.
Miss him. He passed away
some
years ago.
It's very sad. It's Kenny Hansen.
Yeah.
And this song will get all over you real quick.
Oh, yeah. Call Me Gone.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it my heaven. I don't care. And call me crazy, 'cause I'm homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone, call me gone. I'll be leaving, call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Call me gone, no more heartache. For me to hear him call me and call me gone.
You know, I've been called an awful lot of things in my lifetime, and to be honest with you, smart wasn't often one of them. But thank God I was smart enough one day to call Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And you know what? I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. But it's because of that commitment that a lot of people laugh at me and they call me foolish. I'm gonna let them go ahead and laugh. That don't bother me at all. 'Cause even a fool can see by the shape she's in that this old world's about to fall. But just as long as I let Jesus call the shots, did you know I got nothing at all to fear? And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I ain't gonna be here. Call me gone, I'll be leaving. Call me gone, you'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. And call me gone, no more heartache. Call me gone, and all that it takes is for me to hear him call me and call me gone. Yeah, when Jesus calls for
Kenny Hansen and Call Me Gone. 2:33, good afternoon. Here's Karen Peck and New River.
And Hold Me While I Cry.
It's been one of those days, if anything could go wrong, it went wrong. I know I'm feeling sorry for me. There's a lot of self-pity going on. Tomorrow I will be okay. The dawn will bring a brand new day. I'm sure by then I'll be fine. Lord, today I really need a friend. I know that understand. Would you hold me while I cry? I take a lot of your time. you hold me while I cry. I try to be strong, but if anyone can fall apart, I fall apart. I run back to you again, and you heal my broken heart. Just hold me while I cry. I take a lot of your time when I should be strong. I should be standing by now, but it's you I'm leaning.
Beautiful, isn't that?
That really yeah. touched me.
Yeah, hold me while I cry, and that's one person
touched
you can go to.
Touched a lot of people
to.
out there, and touched Jan Wilson.
You know, that's funny you said that, because when I'm programming the music, I do it altogether differently than when I program secular music.
Right.
And I'll sit here and I'll get down here by myself, as you know, and I'll just say, you know, God, just kind of lead God and direct me. Give me songs that somebody is needing out there today. Songs that can be a blessing to somebody out there today, and not what I want to play. And I don't hear an audible voice, but I will see a song, and it'll just feel like, mm-hmm. okay, put that in the playlist. Right. You know, put that in the playlist for today as you build the playlist. Got a beautiful song coming up now by Ivan Parker.
And this is How We Know.
To feel your gentle nearness, to rest in sweet forgiveness and your warm embrace. This is how we know grace. To find in you a refuge, to simply trust and let you calm the angry sea. This is how we know peace. The sacrifice, the highest price that only you could pay. This is how we know love, not because we first loved you, but because you first loved us, even in our sin. Mercy without end came to redeem us all and to set the
find our strength and weakness to glory in you, Jesus, holding to your truth. This is how we know you. The sacrifice, the highest price that only you could pay. This is how we know love, not because we first loved you, but because you first loved us, even in our sin. Mercy without end came to redeem us all, and to set the captive free. You have shown us with the cross how far love would go. This is how we know.
Song, Ivan Parker, and This Is How We Know. 244, and good afternoon, everybody. And I sent our little streaming angel.
Yes.
Laura Lee.
Laura, is she listening?
Well, she's going to try to hurry up and log on.
Oh, wonderful. And, we'll wait and say hi to her in a minute.
A big factor in us being on the air today.
If anybody's an angel on earth, that is Laura Lee Dykstra.
Oh, she is. Yeah.
She is precious.
Yeah, and I shared the story about her on my Facebook page, so I hope you folks got to read it, because there are still angels in this world, and if you ask for one, be careful what you ask for, because God will send one to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I needed one. I was so frustrated. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get on the air. It was just overwhelming me, because I'm technologically challenged, called being an old geezer. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and the way the whole thing happened and unfolded, I won't go into it, but it was just so neat. And it was like I was taken from here to there and then placed in our little angel Laura Lee's hands. And she just said, sit back and relax, basically is what she said, mm-hmm. because God and I've got this, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fast forward the story to the end. And she told me that she was a broadcaster also. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Laura, what kind of equipment do you use to go on the air, and what kind of music do you play? She said, well, I don't play music. And I said, oh, okay, you have a talk show,
mm-hmm.
you know. No, I have a prayer line.
Oh,
so she uses her airtime to comfort people and to pray for people. So that just kind of put the seal of approval on what I said, and she is an angel.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know, angels are real. Can I share something?
Well, That's my example right there, because without her and kind of leading me through, when I first got on the phone with her, I said, Laura, I need somebody to lead, guide, and direct me just like the Lord, you know. And it just rolled out, and she just took that and she ran with it, you know. And I feel so blessed to have her now as a friend and somebody who always provides technical assistance when I need it now with our stream. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's play another song. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
And Oh, What a Time.
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. In that fair land, sun or moon, for the Lamb of God is light. It's good to know that He's prepared the way to a bright and endless day.
From this old world,
from this old world to flee,
to live
eternally
with Christ
our blessed Lord.
In the
heavenly heart,
we'll shout
and sing.
That's the Gaither Vocal Band, and Oh, What a Time. Now, you wanted to share a story.
Oh, yeah, this is a true story. And
I remember when we were talking while the music was playing.
Angels are real.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's no doubt in my mind.
Like
our little Laura Lee.
Like Laura Lee Dykstra.
Yeah,
she is so precious.
Absolutely.
That she's an angel on earth. But when I was about 14 years old and I accepted Jesus to my heart, it was a summer. And I was, I decided, of course, my parents were at work, and I just grabbed my Bible, and I was laying on the floor reading it. You know, you had just stretched out on the floor. And I decided I was going to read it from Genesis to Revelation.
Oh, wow.
And so I started out, of course, in Genesis, and I came to a scripture that said, "And we created man in our image unto our likeness." And I was troubled by that. I really didn't understand what that meant. And I started praying. I said, "God," but I thought there was only one God. You know, and I was very troubled. And all of a sudden, the doorbell rang. Now, my parents had already said to me, "Terry, don't ever answer the door." Because they weren't there, and they didn't want anything to happen to me. So we lived in a split-level home, and I went over to the dining room and looked, you know, pulled the drape back and looked up there, and there was a man in a wheelchair. And I said, "Well, he may be in trouble." You know, I didn't have any fear that he would hurt me. So I went to the door and I answered it. And this man, whom I have never met, he was a paraplegic. And he said, "Terry," he called me by my name. He said, "Terry," he said, "it is so hot." He said, would you please, could I get a cold glass of water from you?
And that had to catch you accountable off guard when the guy knows your name.
Yeah. And I said, well, certainly. And it was probably about 102 or 3 outside. It was Memphis, Tennessee, a hot, humid day. So I said, sure. And I went down and got a nice cold glass of water and took it back up there. And he drank it. Oh, thank you so much, he said. And I said, can I ask you a question? Because I was so, again, troubled by that verse. And I said, let me go get my Bible. And so I went and got it, and I said, what does this mean? And we created man in our image unto our likeness. And he looked at me, and he said, my precious child, that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three are one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about an instant, you know, answer to prayer. He was. And so he, you know, I thanked him and you know, we said goodbye. And I closed the door, and then I went downstairs, and I said, I wanted to go back out and see where he was going. I went back outside and looked. There was not a trace of this man anywhere.
Wow.
And so later I read, you know, in the Bible, it says, you know, you entertain angels unaware. And I remember reading something about giving someone a cup of water, and it just, and, you know, you'd be, you know, entertaining angels unawares. And I thought, oh my goodness, that was an angel.
Yeah. You were 14.
I was 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We've got a, that's a great story.
I've got to give a shout out while I'm talking. Linda and Delvin McClendon over in Somerset, Kentucky. I want to thank them so much for worshiping with us. And Kurt Kripe in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And
thank you, Kurt,
for also sharing our broadcast on your Facebook page.
And
we appreciate
it. And our own little angel, Laura Lee.
And Laura Lee Dykstra.
Is now listening.
Is she listening?
Yes.
Laura Lee, thank you so much. You have been such a blessing and an angel to us, and we appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. We debuted a song last week that had not been played on any radio stations in the world. The song is a result of a lot of pain that one of our listeners went through. But now... she's walking in the light. She's leading a very positive life. And I can't share the testimony, but she has been through some horrendous things in her life.
She has.
Out of all the things that she's been through, she sits down, and then when she develops this really personal relationship with the Lord, she sits down and writes this gorgeous song. And it's just absolutely went all over me.
A beauty competition for, I think it was a, she came the, for, I think, plus size women.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She became
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did. So she was a queen for the.
But what a voice, what a talent. And she definitely, I feel like she has definitely been anointed. And we're going to play her song again right now. It's called God Save the Queen by
Melissa Stamper.
Here it is.
Love. queen. After all these years, you've wiped away the tears that I've cried, and there's a sense of hope I can't deny. You are all I need, you are my destiny, the mystery of deep calling to deep. When I was yet asleep and falling, I heard the voice of heaven calling.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It
song.
Is beautiful. Wow. And she produced that. She wrote the song, and then she took it to her brother.
Her brother's apartment. And recorded it.
And they recorded all that there. And then she sent me an MP3 on it. And we, of course, put it in our playlist. And wow, I'm just absolutely blown away. Hey, Bonita Monday just sent me a private message.
Yeah.
And said that Larry and the girls were out delivering more firewood after they delivered our firewood.
Yes.
And didn't hear their shout out.
They didn't.
No.
Oh, well, we've got to tell them how much we love them and appreciate their surprise today.
Yes.
And we wanted to say, you know, not only did they deliver firewood, but you guys delivered a
big
really
blessing.
Big blessing to us.
We should call that three angels on the tailgate of a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were sitting there in front of the wood before they helped their dad unload it. Now, these are three teensy tiny, eensy beensy little girls, right?
Oh, they are impressive. Well, I think they're 14, 12, and 9.
Let's see. Ashley just turned 14.
And I think Maddie's getting ready to turn 9 on the 22nd.
Okay, she's got a birthday coming
up. And Faith is about 12 and a half, I think.
12 and a half. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to be 13, yeah. But a beautiful family, a good Christian family, and the girls just totally melted me out there today. I had to stop stop my preparation of the show and run up there real quick.
You know, I have a recording of them singing.
Yes.
What a sweet song.
And Terry has uploaded it to our website at frankandterryradio.com.
You'll have to go listen to
these.
Get a blessing. Boy,
oh, my goodness.
Precious.
And look at those cute faces.
They're
unbelievable.
We're adopting them all.
Yes, we are. It's 3 o'clock and good afternoon.
Can I also say hi?
You most definitely can.
To Phyllis Ashcraft over in Newark, Ohio.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis, so glad. And thank you so much for sharing our broadcast
on
your Facebook page. And Jan Wilson also shared it on her Facebook page. We appreciate you so much, Jan. And we have Rhonda Combs from Dunnville, Kentucky.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. Thanks for joining us. And Sue Estes just popped in. She's here from lunch.
Oh, okay.
So glad to have you, Sue.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna start this hour again with our local boys, and that's the Southern Harmony Quartet. It's called "I'll Put on a Crown."
I am on my journey to that city four square. And by the faith and the love of God, I surely will enter there. And some bright tomorrow, with the saints I'll stand. I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land. Oh, glory,
glory,
what a wonderful day. I'll join the song of the blood-washed Rome while the ages roll away. When I get to heaven,
heaven,
on that beautiful strand, I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land.
There will be no dying, no more trouble or strife. We will live through the ages by the beautiful stream of life. When I join that chorus, heaven's happy band, I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land.
Oh, glory,
glory,
what a wonderful day. I'll join the song of the blood-washed throne while the ages roll away. When I get to heaven,
heaven,
on that beautiful strand, I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land. The blood-washed throne while the ages roll away. When I get to heaven,
heaven,
on that beautiful strand, I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land. Oh, glory,
glory,
what a wonderful day. I'll join the song of the blood-washed throne while the ages roll away. When I get to heaven,
heaven,
on that beautiful strand, I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land. I'll put on a crown and I'll walk around all over God's promised land.
Oh, mercy. That's the Southern Harmony Quartet. I love the music from those guys, and they're just a fine bunch of guys, too.
They are.
They're big boys.
Are they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. They've eaten a couple chicken dinners.
There you go.
They sure have. Here's the Neelands.
Oh, yeah, this is a great song, Settled at the Cross.
How I love to read the book you wrote for me. You love the world so much, you gave your son. Written there in crimson, you told me I'm forgiven. It is done. The silence leaves me with a sense of loss. I'll remember if my heart begins to question any doubt that you loved me was settled at the cross. The kind of favor you have always shown. But you don't have to tell me. You proved how much you love me, and I know I'll still know. So if you'll never speak another word of blessing, the silence leaves me with a sense of loss. I'll remember if my heart begins to question any doubt that you loved me was settled at the cross. begins to question any doubt that you love me. We're settled at the cross. Loved me, was settled at the cross.
That was beautiful.
Any doubt that you love me was settled at the cross.
And into that.
That's right. 7 minutes past three, and good afternoon. And if you just tuned in, welcome to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry on frankandterryradio.com. Something I did want to share with everybody, just very, very quickly. Those of you who are my Facebook friends know that I had a little heart episode about a month ago where I had atrial flutter, which is different than atrial fib. Atrial flutter cannot be treated with chemicals, and when they bring you back into sinus rhythm, they have to shock your heart to do that. Well, this past week, Terry and I went to the Lexington VA and had an appointment, a follow-up appointment up there. Got up there, and of course, Terry all the way up. Now, Frank, you just need to have that ablation done, that heart ablation. Oh, it's not your heart, Terry. It's easy for you to say that to me.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't relish the idea of them going in with a couple of wires and cauterizing part of my heart. But as I got up there, you know, I felt a little bit better about it, but not totally at peace. I've had a lot of peace. A lot of the prayers. Oh, Terry, when I was in the hospital, mm-hmm. I could feel the prayers.
Oh, absolutely.
And when they came in to run the camera down my throat to take a look at my heart, which I was worried they were going to damage my vocal cords and I couldn't finish my mission, so to mm-hmm, speak, of doing radio broadcasting. I suddenly just had a total peace. And I remember the doctor looking up at the heart monitor and said, I'm talking to you now about putting the camera down your throat and your heart's not speeding up. I said, well, I'm at peace with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm totally at peace with it. So anyways, we get up there. And this lady says to me, one of the receptionists says, well, Dr. Morales, we'll see you, you know, in a few minutes. And I went, Morales?
I said, yeah, that's my doctor.
Yeah, and I looked at mm-hmm. Terry and I said, wasn't that your mother's doctor?
Yes, she.
Yeah, and see what they do, the University mm-hmm. of Kentucky, the UK Med Center, and the VA share the physicians, and we get the best care. We are so fortunate as veterans to have the Veterans Administration up in Lexington, Kentucky, because they take exceptional care of us. So I thought, I hope this is the same Dr. Morales. So when we walked into his office and sat down, or his room or whatever you want to call it, his examination room, it was the same doctor, Dr. Morales.
Mm-hmm.
And he started talking to me, and I immediately felt a connection to him because he did such a great job with your mother's pacemaker mm-hmm. and with her. And he explained things so vividly and in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
And made me totally at peace. And I said, and he said, well, if you don't get the ablation, it might be 5 years before you have atrial flutter.
5 hours
again,
or whatever.
Or 5 weeks mm-hmm. or 5 days. He mm-hmm. said, we don't know. I said, well, let's do it. And I'm like, you know, you just said, let's do it. So anyways.
Like the spanky look, huh?
Yeah. So we're scheduled. I'm going to go up there the day before. Without Terry, I'm going to drive up and spend the day with my son. And the night, he lives up in Lexington, and then he'll take me over to the VA hospital the next day, and we'll get the ablation done, and praise God, we'll get back on here and should be stronger and not have to worry about this old flutter. Then maybe I can drink a little more caffeinated coffee.
Well, it sure tastes a lot better than what you've been
doing. Oh, tell me about it. Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, I've got to give a big shout out to Stephanie Preston, who she's listening. She's a new Facebook friend of mine.
Okay.
And she knows some friends of ours in Somerset, but she lives in Clinton, Mississippi.
Oh, wow. It's a small world after all.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
And Stephanie, thank you so much. We're so tickled to have you with us, worshiping with us today.
Absolutely. Here's Brian Free and Assurance.
And my answer is yes.
Isaiah saw the Lord. Up homesick. Might have to take my guitar off of this one. For a country to which I never been before. No sad goodbyes up there will be spoken. Time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you. And so
Jason Crabb of the singing Crabb family.
Yeah, Patricia Little House, a beautiful. She loves that song.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's got such powerful vocals.
Oh, yeah.
And when you sing from your soul, it's going to come out powerful because you got an extra shot there of the Holy Spirit, you know.
That's right.
That's right.
And we want to say hello to Sue Lockhart.
Yes, indeed.
Who is with us. She can't get on Facebook. She said the sound cuts out when
cut
she
out
tries
sound,
to do
yeah.
that. So that's fine. Sue, we know you're with us, and we appreciate worshiping with us. And Rhonda Combs, I didn't know if you heard your shout-out earlier, but thank you so much for worshiping with us. We appreciate you so much.
And, Sue, I just checked, and I have that other song by Jason Crabb, and I'm I may be able to get it on. I won't be able to get it on today because we only got about, let's see.
About 40 not, minutes. Not, 42. Not, 42 minutes.
42 minutes.
And 14 seconds.
Thank you. Oh, listen to little Miss Einstein.
I do
over
have
there.
My shoes off, so I was able to count.
I know you were. Here's the Happy Goodmans. And remind me, dear Lord.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show that I'm human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son? I'm so unworthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I just can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Lord, please remember one thing, that I'm just human. Sometimes humans can forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Please remind me, dear Lord.
The Happy Goodmans and Remind Me, Dear Lord. 322, good afternoon. Now, we're going to go back to a group that you love.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch, on the Gospel Singing Jubilee, and I think I used to watch them on the Mall Singing Convention when I...
Was that a TV show?
Yes, it was.
Well, yeah. I didn't get that broadcast in Tennessee.
They were out of Knoxville.
Really? I was in Memphis, but, did it come on around the same...
Around the same time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but they did, they played this group too.
Oh, they're great.
The Inspirations.
And He Made a Change.
From the very first day I entered this world, I was in sin. My life had no hope, I could not find peace within. who came and died so I could go free. I opened my heart, I let him come and live down inside of me. He made a change in my soul, he made a change. When I was stumbling down sin's road, he turned me around.
Saved me and turned me around.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad he made a change down deep in my soul.
Stumbling in the dark, and your soul is bound. Friend, let me tell you of a source that I have found. Just as he did for me back then, he'll do for you. He'll take your old heart, cleanse it within, he'll make you brand.
Change in my soul, he made a change.
When I was stumbling down sin's road, he turned me around.
Saved me and turned me around.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad he made a change down deep in my soul.
Now I am
standing on solid ground, and I am heaven bound. I am so glad he made a change
down deep in my soul.
Down deep in my soul, he made a change.
And I'm smiling over here because was that Jan that
Jan
put
Wilson,
that?
Yeah,
talking about Brother Maul, and yeah. he was blind, and Brother Maul was windy like I am, and sometimes
no one could be that windy.
Oh yeah, he was. He may have been a little windier than I am, but anyway, it was funny because when you would watch the show, and he called her, he'd say, "Lady Maul,
you know, Lady Maul,
yeah, like that." And she was his rock, you know. Uh-huh. But he would get so happy with the music, and then uh-huh. he'd start talking about a group, and then he'd start talking about a time, and he would go off on a tangent, as I do. And well, she would gently reach over there and touch him on the knee,
uh-huh.
and he would know. Oh, lady says, "I've been talking too much."
Yeah. I thought you were going to say she gently pushed him out of his
chair. No. But they were such a sweet couple, and they blessed so many people with their show. And you couldn't watch it without falling in love with both of them. They were such unusual people.
Well, they were real.
They were exceptional. Yeah,
that's
very
they were real.
Mm-hmm. She was very quiet and reserved, unlike you. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
And
Frank.
Then he was a minister mm-hmm. of the gospel, so he was outgoing and had so much joy when he would talk about the Lord and when he would talk about the music, you know. But that tickled me when Jan posted that, because I think a lot of their viewers would wait for that time when she would gently reach over there and just kind of tap him on the knee like, okay, Brother Maul, you're talking too much now. Okay, Frank, you're talking too much. Here's Legacy 5.
And God's been good.
Been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say,
God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. Times replay, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears, but I felt His arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As His grace rolled down upon me, undeserved. For God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is, but the best way that I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good.
Legacy 5.
Great song.
God's been good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3:32, good afternoon. We've got about 28 minutes of show left. Got a great song up right now by the Hoppers.
Yes, and I've come too far.
I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. All the pleasures I used to love have all faded from you. There's a new day ahead for me. My heartache is over, you see. I left it at Calvary, where my new life began. I've come too far to look back. My feet have walked through the valley. I've climbed mountains, crossed rivers, desert places I've known.
come too far to look back. Look around, there's unhappiness. Some see no reason for living. Life will give you a broken dream, full of heartache. Turn around, don't look back again. Face the new day before you. Place your heartache in Jesus' hand. He will mend broken dreams. Cross rivers, desert places I've known, but I'm nearing the home shore. The redeemed are rejoicing, and heaven's angels are singing.
That's the Hoppers of Come Too Far, 336. Here's the Cathedrals.
And Healing.
The night was so dark, I felt in my heart, my song had come to an end. My spirit was willing, but my body was weak. I thought this is the way it would end. But Jesus came in like a thief in the night. Touched me and I was made whole. My song did not end, it started over again. I want everybody to know the story about my healing. Oh, healing. The great physician ministered healing to my soul.
Spirit was low. It seemed I died a little each day. My friends tried to help, they tried to cheer me up, but there was nothing for them to say. Then Jesus came like a thief in the night. He touched me and I was made whole. The doctors were stunned, they had nothing to say.
That's one of my favorite all-time gospel groups of all time, the Cathedral. They're just absolutely beautiful. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
yes,
a lot
indeed.
Of people love that song. Jan Wilson and Sue Pointer, who's listening with us. She's from Somerset, Kentucky. Hey,
yes.
Sue.
Hey,
so
Sue.
Glad to have you worshiping with us today.
And Sue Pointer also loves Elvis gospel
music.
Yes,
she does.
And just in case she was listening, guess what?
You put an Elvis in there.
I do.
And I want to also say hi to Brent Wilson. He loved our show last week, and he's working today, but he's going to be trying to listen to the rebroadcast of this show.
So we're going to take it off of Real Player. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm recording it right now.
Right, and put it on our website.
Right. Okay.
And so he's the peepaw to Parker and Carter Wilson.
Okay.
And that's Brent Wilson in Somerset, Kentucky.
Okay.
We're so tickled. Thank you so much.
That is awesome. I hope we can do it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a two-hour show.
Yeah, I'll hopefully be able to do it.
We'll try. Anyways, we're going to send this out. It's Elvis Presley, and I Believe, going out to Sue Pointer.
I believe for every drop the rain falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe of a storm's smallest prayer can still be heard. I believe someone in the grave somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry or touch a leaf or see the sky, then I know why.
There's nothing worse than tasting your own salty tears. Now you can have a taste of heaven, the table spread and you're at home. Feast forever on this manna. The aroma's now descending from the throne. From the land of milk and honey, touched a silver spoon. Sour grapes are always hanging from your vine. And you keep thinking maybe things are changing soon. But someone always eats the melon and keeps leaving you the rind. Now you can have a taste of heaven, the table spread and you're at home. Forever on this manna, the aroma's now descending from the throne, from the land of milk.
is heavenly. Now you can have a taste of heaven. The table's spread and you're at home. Feast forever on this manna. The aroma's now descending from the throne. From the land of milk and honey, flavorful and famine-free. Eat until your heart's contented, for the taste is heavenly. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine.
And that's another one you probably saw.
Gospel Singing Jubilee.
Yeah, the Florida Boys. Yeah, A Taste of Heaven.
That was stereo.
Yeah. Stereo or scario?
Probably both.
Scario, stereo. Here's the Hensons.
And the touch of the master's strong hand.
I'm not a rich man with diamonds to bring, and I'm not one for saying I can do anything, 'cause I'm nothing, nothing but no one. I'm one more grain of sand. Oh, except I've been by the master's strong hand.
Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand. It's leading me on through this wearisome land.
Search for every answer, but you can't comprehend. If those old everyday burdens seem to fall without heed, when in life's room full of empty, you're helpless to stand. Oh, just wait for the time.
Oh, the great sounds of the Hensons and a touch of the master's strong hand. Well, what a great song. 9 minutes now before four. We got 9 minutes of show left.
And guess who was able to get on with us?
If we go over a couple of minutes.
It won't matter.
Do you reckon I'll get fired?
No, I don't think so. Because it's our show.
That's right.
Well, guess who is on with us and was able to get on?
Are you talking about Admiral David Massey?
Admiral David Massey.
Yes.
Our very own Admiral. We appreciate him so much. So glad you're able to get on.
That's wonderful, David. Yeah, we missed him last night on our cruising show.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the same.
Oh, and Doreen, she says, just talked to Doreen. She's shut out still.
Over in England?
Oh, she's shut out still. She can't get on the website for some reason. Well, phooey.
Wow. And she loves, she had never heard Southern Gospel music before until we started doing the show.
We're going to have to figure out another way to stream it.
A lot of, and you folks, folks pray for the show because we've been able to reach a lot of different people throughout the world playing oldies and playing the light rock format. All these doors have been opened up. In fact, Terry Ho from China was listening to our gospel show a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. First time he'd ever heard gospel
music.
So, and he loved it.
Exactly. So these all we have to do is open up the doors and release God's music into those doors, and they're going to get the message and a blessing. And you're going to have people coming under conviction, you know, throughout the world that have never been exposed to this type of music and maybe this type of Christianity, you know, period.
Well, hopefully he'll use his broadcast to do that.
So if we're willing to be a vessel, and just put ourselves in his hand, I know he will do that. And that's what I was sitting there one day when I conceptualized the Sunday Gospel Show. I was sitting here, I was programming the music in, and I was thinking, we have listeners all over the place, you know. Why not? We Terry, you and I have been blessed so much. So I was thinking, why not? It's payback time, you know. So why not use this opportunity and take one's personality and one's skills in radio and go out with some good gospel music, you know. And that way, if I ever took my last breath on the air, what a great breath that would be, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Here's Gold City.
And we're going to rise.
That, my dear, is what we call dead air in business.
It was only a few seconds.
I didn't make it back soon enough.
It ended, and I said, what do I do now?
No, I'm going to have to teach you how to use the software over here. I thought I had more time than that. I had to make a quick trip. Anyways, hey, I'm only human. I'm just a man.
That's right.
Okay, folks, we have really, really enjoyed this today. Sorry for the dead air. That's going to be now in our recorded broadcast.
That's okay.
And we're going to go out. We're going to go out with a great song by the Tallies. It's called Shout to the Lord.
And great thou art.
Absolutely.
And we want to thank you all so much for worshiping with us today. And I hope you'll come back and do it again next Sunday.
God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you again next week.
And ta-ta.
Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
Amen.
Yeah. Here's the Tallies.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Some wonder.